Welcome back to the Midday Show. This is 98.1 KZE. I'm very pleased to introduce to the Midday Show photographer, film producer, cinematographer, Andrew Elmore, and author Ellen Levy, who together are going to participate in a Q&A this weekend, Saturday the 8th, after the 7 o'clock screening of a documentary, How to Draw a Bunny. It's a Time and Space Limited in Hudson, about the artist Ray Johnston. Now, I just have to say, the film came out 23 years ago, which is shocking because I remember the film when it came out. So Andrew, by way of a little bit of a background, is known for his still photography. You can visit his website at andrewelmore.com. He is also essentially the co-creator of this film. We worked very closely with John Walter, the director. And Ellen, you have written a book called
Book
about
about
A
Ray.
book about Ray. Thank you, Ellen. A book about Ray, which is again about the same artist, Ray Johnston, who the film is about. It was recently published by MIT, distributed by Penguin Random House. And look at this. It's been cited as one of the 10 best art books by the New York Times. Congratulations on that. I think this is going to be a fascinating panel that you guys are going to have after the, again, the 7 o'clock screening this area. Welcome to the Midday Show, guys.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for
Thanks for
inviting
being here.
us.
Andrew, where are you based right now? Where are you situated?
So in 2019, I moved my studio out of Manhattan and to Kingston. So I'm in Midtown Kingston. I've been here since the summer of 2019, and I'm having a great time. I've met all kinds of people and kind of built a whole new community up here. And there's so
Oh
many
yeah.
great
Have you
artists and
made
photographers.
it over to the farmers? Don't get me started here, but have you made it over to the Kingston Farmers Market?
I haven't, but I have,
Oh.
CPW, Center for Photography Woodstock. They moved a few years ago, and they're right around the corner from me.
I know
So,
exactly where you are. You're also near UPAC and you're near Broadway. I was at
yeah, exactly.
CPW a week before last. Lucy Sant was there doing a like a kind of a talk
Yeah.
about a new photography book. So I was just there. Beautiful spot.
Yeah, so Kingston's really happening these days, and it's great to be here.
Ellen, where are you?
I am in Manhattan looking out at the Brooklyn Bridge.
Can we get you to Kingston though?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I've been through Kingston. Kingston is cool, and I have a bunch of friends in Kingston.
Well, you're going to be up in Hudson in a matter of days, so it's a nice spot to visit. Even in the beginning of February, it can be very beautiful. And let's talk about what this artist a little bit. Maybe people don't know Ray Johnston. Can you just both kind of describe how you ended up making a book and a film about Ray? Ellen, can you enlighten us?
Well, Ray Johnson is known. This is something the New York Times writer called him in 1965, New York's most famous unknown artist. So if you know him, you're right, because he's famous. And if you don't know him, you're right, because he's unknown. And he's had this weird reputation from the get-go through now. He kind of avoided fame while seeking it at the same time and a lot of his art is about fame. He is most famous for kind of being the founder of mail art, MAIL, that is snail mail, but it is a networked set of art events through the mail that a lot of people think of as the prototype for social media. One journalist called him the Zen master of social media.
I think in a matter of time, that won't be something like that people want to brag about social media, because
Well,
you get
this.
back to art on snail mail again, it's starting to look a lot more romantic to me
But
the
I
way
think
you
this is the other thing about him is he
Yeah.
really foresaw all the potentials and all the problems with social media. He was
Yeah.
really brilliant about it. So,
Yeah.
Andrew. Well, my story is that, I had been working with John on some documentaries, and then in early 1996, this would be a year after Ray died, he came to me and he said, I have this idea that nobody else has. Let's make a film about Ray Johnson. And I'd known the obituary from a year before by Roberta Smith, but I didn't know anything about Ray. I was one of those people who didn't know him. So I went to the Museum of Modern Art, to the library. And they had a card catalog at that time. And so I pulled out this drawer and Jay, and there's like Jasper Johns with like two whole trays of cards. And then
Sure.
there's Philip Johnson with another like tray and a half, thousands. And
Iconic.
somewhere tucked in there was a little entry for Ray Johnson.
with like
Oh, that's
three
good.
cards, and they were all in storage in New Jersey.
Oh,
So
really?
I went back to John and I said, "This is brilliant idea because nobody has this idea about making a film." And then we started, and we got introduced to the Feigen Gallery, and they gave us access to the not just to the estate and all of Ray's artwork, but also so that's how we were able to get interviews with Christo and Lichtenstein, all those people. And so we worked diligently, a year just shooting and with really no money. I mean, I think the film was made for like under $50,000, honestly, a feature length documentary. So,
And it
yeah,
centers
go ahead.
on his death, yes?
Yes, it's like a Citizen Kane sort of style because it starts with his death. Then
Which
you
was
rewind through his
mysterious.
whole life. Yes, this mysterious death. You rewind through his whole life. And then at the end, you come back and you still don't really know the answer to the mystery.
Well, I remember very clearly back in the early 2000s, 2000, when the film came out, there was a buzz about it. There was a good response to it critically and otherwise. And but I know that I saw it at the time, and so therefore, or at least not long after. So I know that the reaction to the film when it came out was very positive.
Yeah, it's become kind of a cult classic. The thing is, we had problems with distribution and the
Yeah.
DVDs went out of print. And so it's been kind of this hidden film that people kind of know about and have heard about, but haven't often seen. And so it's great that it's going to come and resurface now, finally.
Well, we know now that but yes, it's going to resurface at Time and Space Limited in Hudson this weekend. Screenings start on Friday, the 17th, this Friday at 7 p.m. There'll be a screening on Saturday at 7, in which you, Andrew, and Ellen will both be doing a Q&A. And and then Sunday and Monday as well, there'll be screenings. But it's like a perfect example of where the screening is a catalyst for a conversation, an opportunity to learn that much more about this artist, so he, like many artists, doesn't get lost in the pages of history. If
Yes, and
I
it's
can be a
good.
little
And
hyperbolic.
I've known Ellen for decades, and it's so fascinating. She told me she was writing this book about Ray. I'm like, oh my God, this is this film I made 25 years ago. And so this is a kind of great dovetail of interest and how Ellen's knowledge works so beautifully with the film and how she kind of fills in so many places and then adds all these other layers of narrative to the Ray story.
One of the people I interviewed said, with Ray, behind every door, there's another 1,000 people, partly through his connections through the mail art, but just somehow he knew you name someone in the art world and many other worlds from 1955 to 1995 when he died, he knew them. There are just such endless stories and such endless art stories too to tell about him. I mean, there's this fantastic film. I've now written this book that is the first full career story, but there's so much more to say about him.
The Beats? Was he? Did he know the Beats? Know
Oh,
the beat?
totally. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just thinking of
He
the
was.
timing that you mentioned, and the
Oh,
first
yeah. He
group.
knew Ginsberg. He really liked Gregory Corso. There's a very cool piece that the Museum of Modern Art has. That's a Gregory Corso poem collage that he did.
People can connect with you, Ellen, or follow you. You do have an Instagram account.
Yes, which is very Ray-centered.
Good enough.
Ellen
That's
Levy 3.
very good. And again, andrewelmore.com to check out your photography, Andrew. And hopefully we'll see your work at CPW, for God's sake. And I'm going to get you to the farmers market in the spring. It's a very special community-oriented spot, as is TSL in Hudson, Time and Space Limited, where Ellen and Andrew again will be doing a Q&A after the 7 o'clock screening this Saturday. And I will hopefully get there. It's time after 20 something years to see this documentary again. Thank you. And to pick up your book, Ellen, lest we forget.
Definitely.
I
Thank
mean,
you, Adam.
thank you guys. I appreciate your making time today. Thank you.
Hope to see you on Saturday. Excellent.
Me too, neighbor. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.